Hello everyone. Over the next 2 days, we are going to consider Psalm 87 afresh. On Monday, we are going to delve into the psalm in a more conventional fashion. But today, we will be concentrating on experiencing Psalm 87 in the word itself, and then with a special commentary. I encourage you to allow your senses to focus your attention on God, the giver of the psalm, and to contemplate his magnificence in the creation of people, media, physics and physiology to proclaim his glory. The psalm speaks of Zion, the city of God. Zion is, of course, another name for the city of Jerusalem. How interesting! A psalm directed to a city? Why should we listen to a psalm about a faraway Middle Eastern city from a bygone era? But this is part of the inspired word of God, and so, as we do listen, I would recommend that you try and pick out the applications of the psalm which the commentary will unpack just now. We're going to start by reading the psalm through. Please pause if necessary to get your Bible open to Psalm 87 in a version of your choice. We're going to hear the psalm read from the English Standard Version by Max MacLean, since the timbre of his voice gives a sense of measured grandeur to the psalm. You can either follow the words in your Bible or close your eyes now and listen with intent.
Psalm 87. On the holy mount stands the city he founded. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things of you are spoken, O city of God. Among those who know me, I mention Rahab and Babylon. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there, they say. And of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her. For the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord records as he registers the peoples. This one was born there. Singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are in you.
I promised at the beginning that we would consider Psalm 87 in word and a special commentary. Having heard the word, we now turn to the commentary, but not a commentary in the expected sense. I grew up in a church where musical worship was almost exclusive in the form of hymns and choral pieces accompanied by a pipe organ. Hymns, ancient and modern, to turn a phrase. Quite different from our experience today of more contemporary songs played by a band. One famous hymn writer was John Newton, once a slave trader and now a saint. The hymn Amazing Grace comes from his pen as he contemplated his conversion from despicable abuser of men and women to redeemed servant of Christ by grace alone. But another of his hymns is a commentary on Psalm 87. It draws its title from verse 3 of the psalm, but ranges through the scriptures to draw themes from other psalms and passages in the Old and New Testament to concentrate our minds on the Mighty One who chose Zion and its people for himself. We are now going to listen to the hymn Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, penned by John Newton, with music written by Cyril Taylor in 1941, and sung by the St. Michael's Singers, now known as the Coventry Cathedral Chorus. The words will be available on your screen to follow, but you can again just close your eyes and listen intently. Allow the total experience to impress upon your senses the marvelous glory of God Most High. Listen out for his declarations to Israel back then. Consider the application of the psalm to the church today, and be in awe of the links to prophecies yet to be fulfilled as revealed in the book of Revelation. Our God is truly amazing. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. The rousing ending to this hymn needs no further amen from me. And so I bid you farewell until we meet again on Monday.